Dr. Patrick Wanis is a human behavior and relationship expert and the author of Get Over Your Ex Now. You can get more info on him at patrickwanis.com. Dr. Wanis, it sounds so awful to say it, but should you get into a relationship or start dating somebody that's had multiple divorces?
Dang, that's cold.
Only if you're able to be 100% sure that that person has worked on their issues and has clearly identified and accepted responsibility for what went wrong in that marriage.
You know, doctor, you sound like the ultimate wing person, right? I mean, you've got the best advice on who to date, who to hang out with, but you're telling me, like, you would be able to spot that? You could see the telltale signs from somebody that you were interacting with or whatever?
Here's the first one. When whoever it is, male or female, says to you, "My ex was so bad," and refuses to add to that where they went wrong. 100% of the marriage failed because of my partner, and I don't give any explanation or any indication or any insights as to how I contributed to the collapse or the demise of the marriage, then there's a problem. Of course, Anna and Raven, there are exceptions. If, you know, your partner had a mental illness or something else out of the ordinary happened. But generally speaking, it takes two to actually cause the end of a relationship.
I try and tell that whenever Anna and I have a toxic day. I try and explain that to her, but she doesn't listen to me, Doc.
Well, we're not married. There's a big difference between that.
It's true. We can just escape this place when we leave her.
What do you think is the red flag number? Let's be blunt. Like, if you've been divorced...
Like, once is okay.
Once, right? I feel like, you know, it's all right.
Right.
Like, twice. I feel like after twice, there's maybe...
It's ramping up a little bit.
I feel like number three is the magic number. Am I right or no?
Well, each time that you get divorced, the greater the chance is that the next marriage will fail. Prior to COVID, in the US, we had about 50% of first-time marriages ending in divorce. 67% of second marriages ending in divorce.
Wow.
And third marriages, 74%.
Wow.
And you're going to ask the famous question, well, why, Patrick? It's very simple. Because the person didn't resolve their issues. They didn't uncover their subconscious blocks and obstacles and baggage and whatever other labels you want to put on it. And therefore, they just took that to the next marriage. And they most likely still attracted a person that was similar to the first and the second and the third and the fourth marriage.
So I had an expert once say to me that you're not truly an adult in your brain, like scientifically, until you're like 25 years old. So I always wonder, if you get married young and that relationship like ends in a divorce and you get married when you're like 20 years old.
Are you going to say that one doesn't count then?
Well, doesn't
against
that...
your three strikes rule?
Yes.
Does that,
It is true that today, the younger you marry, the greater the risk of divorce. Because people are waiting to get married a little older and therefore they know themselves a little bit more. The most important thing is know thyself. Who are you? What motivates you? What do you want in life? What are your core values? What's really important to you? What do you want in a partner? And what is your greatest weakness?
I was thinking it was more like, you know that you survived the first divorce. The second one is like, okay, well, this is going to be tedious. Third one, you're just like, oh, one day of paperwork, I'm out of here. You got the system down. It's like tattoos. You're addicted.
I have actually met clients who were married five times.
Wow.
Because they never, ever resolved the original issue which kept coming up in each marriage.
I think that would be a red flag. I would swipe left on that one.
Unless he's living in Dr. Wanis's house.
Right. Dr. Patrick Wanis, human behavior and relationship expert, is the author of Get Over Your Ex Now. You can visit him online at patrickwanis.com.
Thanks for the help, Doc.
Thank you.